And that's particularly pertinent at this time of the year because we really look at performing mitzvot. And who better to talk about mitzvot than the people from Mitzvah Day? And so I have with me Joanne Lowy-Irons again. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Liz Davidson from a fantastic effort on, called Our Kitchen Table, which Liz will tell us all about very shortly, because Our Kitchen Table is all about that, helping those who need a bit of help, and it's a terrific effort. So, good morning. And also on the phone is Robin Kravitz. Robin is somewhere on the phone. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, yes, I'm here. Hi, Gary.
How are you? And we'll also hear about some of the efforts that you have too, because I think this is a tremendous time to celebrate volunteers who are performing mitzvahs. So I'm in my guest's hands to a large extent. But first of all, Joanne, just tell us a little bit about Mitzvah Day. I know we've already introduced it. We know it's on November the
18th. It is usually the third Sunday in November.
That's
Everybody
right.
should diarize this annually.
And it's just the week before the state election. Well done.
It is, but we're not going to speak politics.
Excellent.
So the background is Mitzvah Day is a grassroots international Jewish-led day of social action.
Exactly.
And we can all make a difference.
Absolutely. And Liz, you're making a difference.
We are making a difference.
Tell us about Our Kitchen Table.
And hi, Gary. Thank you so much for having me on here as well. And this is a wonderful opportunity to be in alignment also with Mitzvah Day, because that's exactly what we do every day.
Mitzvahs.
So, yeah. So, Our Kitchen Table is about bringing groups of people together to not only meet new people and socialise and make new connections, but also creating beautiful pieces of arts and crafts and putting together items that go into a welcome care pack that go to women and children that are in safe houses.
Right.
We also have an enormous group of amazing all-age people that knit, and so we provide lots of different items for people that are sleeping rough, for people that are on low incomes, and so it's really lovely, really lovely.
So how did this all begin? It was my kitchen table originally, wasn't it?
The kitchen table.
Sorry.
It was that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's ours, so it's more possessive.
Yes, it is more possessive. We are now an incorporated association, so it's now the serious stuff.
That is serious.
Yeah.
So how did you get from being that to our? How did it grow?
Well, it started with just a few people coming together, and we started sewing. And we started sewing scarves with little tassels on the end of them. And we were actually part. We had that
no,
was our
no
first,
Collingwood scarves. I hope.
Oh my God, no! If anything, it would be at St Kilda, and and Lee would probably say we have to have some Carlton. And anyway, we're
I'm quite, fine. I'm a St Kilda supporter.
Oh yes, yes. Go Saints! Maybe next year.
Maybe
we're still
I'm
building.
I'm a St Kilda supporter too, so I'm happy.
Oh, yay!
Had I known that. Actually, in a couple of weeks, I'm having your new St Kilda Football Club president on. So. Andrew Bassett, so that'll be so you'll
nice.
Have to tune in for that. But sorry, let's get back to Our Kitchen Table.
What was I saying?
You were saying how it grew from just a small group.
A small group of people that came together, and it was amazing. On a Sunday and a Monday, people just kept coming in and they wanted to be part of it. So we actually realised there was a need for people that wanted to be involved in something other than themselves. They wanted to give back. They wanted to make a difference for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt that this was a niche that we were providing for, and just loved that whole concept. It just so resonates with all of us that are involved.
Yeah.
We've got a fabulous team, a fabulous board, a fabulous leadership team, and amazing, amazing volunteers.
So how did it grow from just a small group to how many people are involved now?
Well, we have around 50 to 70 volunteers every week.
Wow.
That come to all of the different pods. So our activity sessions are called pods.
Right.
And they come along and they help, and it's diverse groups of people, and they all want to be involved, which is just wonderful.
Yes. Fantastic.
How did they get involved?
Yeah.
How did we start? Facebook,
right.
JSeek, and maybe a little bit of Jair. I'd like to think Jair. And
good.
Also, you know, we had probably about 2 months after we started initially, we had a mitzvah day. And it was fantastic. That was when Judy was still involved and her team came along just as David Southwick was there.
Right.
And just as I was teaching David Southwick how to make a tassel.
Perfect.
And so he now comes every year.
Is that on film?
I do.
Oh,
but
great.
Not here
not
right
now.
Now.
No, we can't show that on radio.
I'm sure it is documented somewhere.
I'm sure you're right.
But we will make sure that David and Haley come along this year and continue to make tassels. And Haley actually is our patron.
All right.
So she's involved with us as
Haley
well.
Haley Southwick.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's amazing. Why did you find a need to become incorporated?
Because I wanted to take it to the next level.
Right.
And I wanted it to become
proper governance.
A broader concept. And this was really about the whole concept of spreading kindness and helping. So this is really, for us, this is a movement.
Mm.
This is about encouraging and educating the wider public to understand that there are people less fortunate, there are people that are in need, and it doesn't matter what you do, you can do something really little to make a difference.
Even a small mitzvah is important.
Tiny, tiny, yeah. Tiny.
Yeah.
Can make such a difference. And that's why we absolutely love Mitzvah Day, because it's a fabulous opportunity for us to open our doors to the community to come and to have a sample of some of the little things that we do, and to those people who may not be able to come to any of our activity pots during the week.
Mm.
And so it's nice. It's great exposure and we get a lot done that day.
That's great.
So one of the benefits of Mitzvah Day is it provides that day. There's a taste of volunteering.
Yeah.
Yes.
A taste of our kitchen table or a taste of the other projects that are available.
Yeah.
And then the people can, if they can run with it throughout the course of the year, fantastic. But if for some reason, it's just that one day, they've still contributed.
Mm.
So they come for the Vorspeise,
yep.
And then we try to encourage them to come for main course.
Perfect. And we are in alignment because our mission is bring a little joy, reduce hardship and help the environment.
Yeah, beautiful.
Mm. It is. And Robin,
yeah,
let's hear about
exactly
your involvement.
Yeah, that's exactly why I wanted to get involved. It was about, you know, 6 years ago, I think I saw an ad in the Jewish News for it, and at the time, my son was 2 years old, and I just thought, you know what, it's really important to show my children that there are other people and to do good things is easy. So as easy as we went to the local old age home, I didn't even know anyone there, we picked some flowers and we went to visit some old people. And
wow.
The joy that we
Divine.
Felt on that day, I will remember that forever. And so then it just grew from there that I thought, you know what, people want to do good things. They just need a bit of help to find the project. You know, everyone's very willing to help. They just need a bit of help to kind of know what to do.
To do that, yeah. So what are you involved in now, Robin?
So every year I choose a different project. So over the years I've connected with different organizations, and I always try to think of something hands-on because I do have a young family and all my friends do have young children, so I want them to actually see that they're doing something. So last year, for example, we did a collectathon where we collected art supplies for the children to do artwork at Very Special Kids, an organization that helps terminally ill children. So on the day, everyone, so even as simple, we went to the shops, we chose the coloring in textures, and we said, it's not for you, it's for the sick children. And then on the day, they brought the textures. We had it at base at Spirit Grow, which is another, you know, it just gets different organizations involved.
Yes.
I'm a member at Spirit Grow. They were happy to help out, so the Spirit Grow community got on board. We ended up collecting so many supplies that Very Special Kids, I think, have got a year's worth of arts and crafts supplies.
Wow, fantastic.
One year we did a planting thing. We went to the Housing Commission in Paran, and each family that came brought a plant, and we planted it in the garden to make it a better place for those people. So I really it just resonates with me that people need help, and we are in a fortunate position that we can help out, and we should do mitzvahs every day, but it's just one year that we all do it together on the same day that brings a lot of joy.
Yeah, and I think as Joanne says, it's a little it's a little taste, a little spark that encourages people to keep on doing it, not just on mitzvah day, but every day if they can.
And what I like about it is that it doesn't have to be something big. If you're not a member, you don't have to. It can be something simple as offering a neighbour to, you know, help mow the lawn. Or I know that sounds corny, but really, that's what Mitzvah Day is about. Just doing good things on that one day. And it just, you get that good feeling, and it encourages you to want to do more good things every day.
Absolutely. I've got to say, and I think the need for it in Australia at the moment is absolutely incredible. When you look at the Royal Commissions, I don't know whether, you know, we've got a Royal Commission coming up into aged care, and I don't know whether anybody watched the Four Corners programs about aged care, but it is just shocking how many people don't do mitzvahs, how many people don't look after the vulnerable. And that's what a community should be about.
A couple of years ago, my son was at Mount Scopus Kinder, and I approached the kinder teachers, and I said, look, let's do it. It didn't have to be on the Sunday, so we did it on the Friday before. And the Bupa Aged Care, just round the corner from the kindergarten, we just lined the kids up, we walked there, we went, we sang songs, and it was an easy thing to do. And the amount of joy that it brought was enormous.
And on both sides too, from the listeners to the concert and the kids as well.
The cross-generational aspect of your projects are wonderful.
Yes, that's right.
And as a parent, we just have to teach our children how fortunate we are, and one way of doing that is to show them how they can help those less fortunate.
And Robin, what's your project this year?
So this year we are joining with an organization called Beit Raphael.
Oh, wow.
Yep. They have 5 different houses around Melbourne that support families. If they've got loved ones in hospital, they can stay in the house and for free and have accommodation near the hospital. So what we're doing is we're collecting goods that they need in those houses. Same sort of thing, a collect-a-thon. They need, you know, toilet paper and tinned vegetables and things so that the houses are fully stocked.
Yeah.
So at any stage, if they get a call from a family to say, I've got a child in the Royal Children's Hospital, can I stay over Shabbos this weekend? They can say yes, and they can know that their house is full of food and supplies for those families.
And Beit Raphael also has some special needs transport vans as well for people.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Yeah. And of course, they bring little Shabbos boxes to people who are in hospital.
So we are going to put together a list of all the products that they need, and then people will collect it and on the day bring it and help us sort it, and a bit of a busy bee, you know.
Absolutely fantastic.
So there are so many organisations out there that could use the assistance, and we just need to look for them and then make contact. It's as simple as picking up the phone and saying, hi, I heard about your organization, can we do something to help?
Absolutely. And it's about that personal contact, whether it's using social media as Liz was talking about, as you say just word of mouth, phone calls, face to face. It's a terrific thing. Joanne,
I'm going to plug 2 projects that have come up onto our website.
Right.
They're different to the ones that have currently been described.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Australian Jewish Genealogy Society.
Oh, right.
They are undertaking a project photographing all the Jewish headstones at Springvale Memorial Garden Cemetery, the necropolis. And those images will eventually be included in Jewish Gen, one word.
Yes.
Online Worldwide Burial Registry.
Wow.
Shall I explain that?
Yes, please.
That is huge. That is a database of more than 3 million names and other identifying information.
Jewish Gen.
Cemeteries and burial records worldwide.
Wow.
So the Australian Jewish Genealogy Society are heading out to the necropolis. So if people are interested in that as a project, give them
a camera, a call, or even a phone.
Absolutely.
Go, Debbie.
And then the other one is a collect-a-thon it's the Uplift Project. So it is a bra drive. So they will collect new and second-hand bras. They are collaborating with Core Pilates. So there will be collection points in the lead-up. And then they will be sorting them into different categories and then delivering them. And those bras will end up in Australia. In the past, they have ended up overseas in places as far as Fiji, Solomon Islands, Tonga, Cook Islands, Vanuatu, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Cambodia. Actually, the list goes on. It's quite an extensive list. Papua New Guinea, Bali, New Zealand and Kashmir. So they're 2 fantastic projects. That's not to say there are not other fantastic projects. People merely need to go to our website which is www.mitzvahday.org.au, and have a look at the projects.
And you've got plenty of time. We're still in the tail end of September now, and we're aiming for the 18th of November. So there's time to think about or get involved with really good causes.
And I would encourage people to go on and register their own project. It doesn't have to be something big. It doesn't have to be with an organization. Just get a couple of friends together, do something good for someone that you know, and just register it on the website so that we know that you're doing good things, because that's the way things spread. If we can say, oh, look how many projects we had this year. So if you and a couple of friends want to go and visit Emmy Monash, register your project, get in contact with someone, and put it on the website.
That's fantastic. Well, Joanne and Liz and Robin, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Just a reminder to everybody again, the website?
www.mitzvahday.org.au.
Very easy. Very easy. So, you know, think of a mitzvah or get involved with somebody else's. There's lots of mitzvot we can all do, and it's a tremendous cause. All power to you. Absolutely. Well done. Terrific. Done. Terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, you are listening to Talking to the Max on 87.8 FM and streaming live on www.j-air.com.au. Let's hear a little bit more Mark Knopfler, because I just love the way this guy plays a guitar. Okay.
And hi, Robin.
Thanks. Bye.
Nice call out from Liz.